Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, we're continuing our study on the pastoral ministry within the fivefold calling, focusing on what it truly means for a pastor to care for the flock, not as a hired hand, but as one entrusted with the people God purchased with the blood of his Son. Our key verse today comes from Acts chapter 20, verse 28, which says, "Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood." And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we talked about what a pastor is, how the scripture defines this role, not just as a job title, but as a God-given calling to shepherd his people. Today, we are going to go deeper into the heart of that calling, caring for the flock. Because it's one thing to know the definition of a pastor, but it's another to understand the daily spirit-led responsibility of truly tending to God's people. Our key verse today is from Acts chapter 20, verse 28, and it's one of the most sobering reminders of the pastoral charge. "Be on guard yourselves and for all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." Think about that. Pastors are called to shepherd a people that is so precious to God that he paid for them with the blood of Jesus. That's not something to be taken lightly. It means that the flock doesn't belong to the pastor. It belongs to the Lord. The pastor is simply a steward, entrusted for a season to care for what belongs to God. Next, let's look at the imagery that God uses in Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 to 16. "For this is what the Lord God says, 'Behold, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them, as a shepherd cares for his sheep on the day when he is among his scattered sheep. So I will care for my sheep, and I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and gloomy day. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and bring them to their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the streams, and in the inhabited places of the land. I will feed them in a good pasture, and their grazing place will be on the mountain heights of Israel. There they will lie down on good grazing ground, and they will feed in rich pastures on the mountains of Israel. I myself will feed my flock, and I myself will lead them to rest, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, bring back the scattered, bandage the broken, and strengthen the sick. But the fat and the strong I will eliminate. I will feed them with judgment." This is one of the clearest pictures in Scripture of how God Himself shepherds His people. And it sets the standard for how pastors are to do the same. Notice what He promises: to seek the lost, bring back the scattered, bandage the broken, and strengthen the sick. That's care. That's love in action. And if this is how the chief shepherd operates, then every pastor who serves under him must reflect the same heart. In addition, Paul writes in Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 2, "Brothers and sisters, even if a person is caught in any wrongdoing, you who are spiritual are to restore such a person in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you are not tempted as well. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ." Caring for the flock isn't just about public preaching. It's about private restoration. It's about coming alongside people in their weakest moments and helping them find their footing again in Christ. It's about bearing burdens together, not standing at a distance in judgment. And this is where it gets interesting. The Greek word used in Acts chapter 20, verse 28 for shepherd is poimaino, which means to tend, feed, and guide. It's not passive, it's active, intentional, ongoing. Pastors don't just oversee from a distance. They engage directly in the lives of their people. That means knowing them well enough to recognize when one is hurting, when one is wandering, or when one is in danger. It also means leading them into deeper discipleship, not just keeping them comfortable where they are. Now, speaking of that, caring for the flock requires both tenderness and toughness. A shepherd has to be gentle enough to bind up wounds, but strong enough to fight off predators. And in the same way, a pastor must have a compassionate heart that weeps with those who weep, but also the spiritual backbone to confront sin, to protect against false teaching, and to make hard decisions for the good of the flock. The balance between these two qualities, gentleness and firmness, is what keeps the church both healthy and safe. Now, furthermore, caring for the flock means protecting them from spiritual wolves. Jesus warned in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." Wolves often blend in. They don't always announce themselves with obvious heresy. They may slowly introduce ideas that sound good, but contradict God's word. A caring pastor must be discerning, always measuring teachings and practices that go against Scripture, and willing to stand guard when deception tries to creep in. And this ties into a key reality, that pastors must be present. Shepherds in the natural world don't outscore their job. They stay close to the flock. In the same way, a pastor cannot truly care for people that they don't spend time with. This is why ministry can never be reduced to Sunday service alone. True pastoral care happens in the day-to-day moments. Hospital visits, counseling sessions, phone calls to check in, prayer over families, walking with people through grief, and celebrating with them through victories. Now let's take a moment to explore the seek the lost part of Ezekiel chapter 34. A pastor who cares for the flock doesn't just tend to the ones who are present. They also pursue the ones who have wandered. This means reaching out to those who have stopped attending, following up with those who are struggling, and making the effort to bring them back into fellowship. It's easier to shepherd those who show up, but the true test of pastoral care is what happens when someone doesn't. In this light, Galatians 6:1 reminds us that restoration must be done in a spirit of gentleness. And this is where many go wrong. They confuse correction with condemnation. A caring pastor corrects in a way that builds up, not tears down. They remember their own weaknesses and extend the same grace that they have received from Christ. And that brings us to an important truth. Caring for the flock is not just the pastor's job. It's the responsibility of the entire church. However, the pastor must set the tone. If the pastor models compassion, service, and selflessness, the congregation will follow that example. But if the pastor models detachment, favoritism, or harshness, that too will filter down into the culture of the church. Shepherds reproduce what they are in the sheep. Now, as we continue, we must remember that caring for the flock includes feeding them the truth, even when it's uncomfortable. In Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 17 through 18, it says, "Son of man, I have appointed you as a watchman to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me. When I say to the wicked, 'You will certainly die,' and you do not warn him or speak out to warn the wicked from his wicked way so that he may live, that wicked person shall die for his wrongdoing. But I will require his blood from your hand." Pastors are accountable for what they teach and for what they fail to say. Silence in the face of sin is not care, it's neglect. And with that said, the heart of caring for the flock comes back to the example of Jesus. In John chapter 13, he washed his disciples' feet. Think about that. The creator of the universe kneeling to serve those who should have been serving him. Pastors who care for the flock follow this model of servant leadership, putting the needs of others before their own. Now, before we wrap up, let me challenge you with this. If you are under the care of a pastor, pray for them. Encourage them. Recognize that the weight they carry is heavy, and their care for the flock often comes at personal cost. And if you are a pastor, examine your heart. Are you truly reflecting the chief shepherd in how you love, protect, and guide your people? Caring for the flock is more than just maintaining a church. It's tending to the souls that God has entrusted to you. It's being present, being protective, being truthful, and being sacrificial. It's walking with people through their darkest nights and pointing them to the light. And this is the example that Jesus set, and it's the model that every pastor must follow. Now, tomorrow, we will talk about the weight of pastoral leadership, the spiritual responsibility and accountability that comes with shepherding God's people. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.